All right, today we're talking about a steampunk sculpture being installed recently at the Hagley Museum and Library in Wilmington. And to break it all down for us, we're talking to the designer, Bruce Rosenbaum. Bruce, thank you for joining me on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Kelly. Thanks for inviting me.
I've got 1,001 questions. First of all, what is a steampunk sculpture?
Well, I probably have to kind of back into what steampunk is, right? Steampunk is, it's actually very hard to define, but for my own kind of definition, it's this fusion of history plus art plus technology. It's basically a what if. What if during the Victorian period or the Industrial Age, mid-1800s, early 1900s, what if they had our modern technology, how everything would have changed as if the computer was invented 100 years before it actually was?
Now, this sculpture, the steampunk sculpture, was recently installed at the Hagley Museum and Library. It made, I'm told, the nearly 300-mile journey from Massachusetts to Delaware. Talk about how that became possible.
Right. So, the sculpture is called a velocipede time machine. And it was actually inspired by some of the Hagley's patent models, actually three of their patent models, a velocipede, a electromagnetic dynamo motor, and governor balls. And so those were the three kind of pieces that I really took under my wing to come up with this idea of a time-traveling velocipede. And I probably should define what a velocipede is, because a lot of people are not familiar.
That was going to be actually one of my questions. What is a velocipede?
Okay, well, a velocipede is an early bicycle. And it could be a bicycle with two wheels, or it could be a tricycle with three, or it could be a monowheel. And when I say monowheels, people think of a unicycle, but it's not a unicycle. It's this big ring wheel that you actually can sit in and operate. And the velocipede, the kind of the innovation, the technology for motion was a system where you could use the pedals to both propel and also to steer. So it was really an innovation in a way to be able to move and steer. So the Hagley's velocipede is a tricycle, but I thought the monowheel would be a great kind of start because it kind of has a steampunk vibe to it in any case. But I turned this vertical wheel, I added kind of a horizontal wheel to it. It kind of looks like an armillary, which is a representation of our solar system, and made it feel like you could time travel in it. There's parts that move, it lights up, and it's 8 foot in diameter. So it's a really large sculpture, and it has at its center is a dentist chair, an old dentist chair from the early 1900s, and I created what's called a Hue machine, and it represents me as the inventor, and he's going to be sitting in the chair ready to time travel.
Some reason Back to the Future comes to mind here. I don't know.
Yeah, Back to the Future on steroids, we can say that.
There you go. Hey, look, we want to let our listeners know that velocipede time machine, the delivery and the assembly of it took place actually last week in the lobby of Hagley's Visitor Center. And members of the media have already gotten to see a sneak peek of this, but the general public is actually going to have to wait a lot longer because the exhibition that this will be a part of is not scheduled to open until the fall, right?
Right, September sometime.
Talk to me about your background. I understand that you work out of a converted Gothic church in Palmer, Massachusetts.
Yes, so my wife and I bought an 1876 Gothic church, about 9,000 square feet in Palmer, Mass., which is Western Mass., about 60 miles west of Boston. And it is the perfect kind of environment for my art. With 30-foot ceilings, you know, I can hang sculptures from the ceiling, and it has a really large area for displaying my artwork and a workshop. It was ideal. Now, you know, we see it as a marathon, not a sprint. There's a lot of work to converting it to useful space. In fact, if people want to kind of see what we started, we were actually featured on a show on Netflix called Amazing Interiors. So if people want to check that out, it's episode 8, and they can kind of see us going through a little bit of anxiety putting things together.
I'm actually going to rush home today and pull up episode 8 of The Amazing Interiors. Want to remind my listeners, I'm talking to Bruce Rosenbaum. He is the designer of a 1,000-pound steampunk sculpture called the Velocipede Time Machine. It was installed recently at the Hagley Museum and Library in Wilmington. Talk about your background. You've got a storied background. How did you get interested in this type of art?
Yeah, I tell people steampunk found me. I didn't find steampunk because I had always loved antiques, architectural salvage, design, architecture, and tech. I was a big sci-fi fan. And we moved into our home in Sharon, Mass., beautiful 1901 Victorian craftsman home. And we started to bring in objects that were around the same age as the house. And instead of like putting the antique or the artifact in the corner and saying, you know, calling it a day and saying, hey, you know, look at what this did, I really wanted to bring it back to life. And so I took the technology that we had in the house already, in the computers and the TV entertainment, the kitchen, and started to integrate the technology into these beautiful older pieces. They became kind of the skin of the boring technology. And as I was doing that, you know, we took a really incredible cast iron a wood cooking stove and turned it into a modern stove with a mealy glass cooktop and new controls, new ovens, and it became totally, you know, functional again, became modern. And as people were coming through and looking at what we were doing, they said, hey, you're steampunking. And I was like, steam what? That sounds weird and wonderful. What is that? And then as I started to do my research, I said, oh, my God, this is all of my passions coming together in this one term. And then so it was first kind of a, you know, just like a hobby, just wanting to do this for my own home. And then as people started to take pictures and it went viral and we became the steampunk house, and you know, people wanted to see what we were doing. And then as that started to kind of take form, I got a call from the Wall Street Journal, and they were really interested in steampunk and the design. And so they did an article, and I thought it was going to be a small little thing, and it ended up being a full page. And from there, I started to get calls from museums and adaptive reuse developers, you know, turning big factories or mills into boutique hotels and restaurants. And because my art just kind of made sense to tell the story of the past, present, and future of these projects.
How many years have you been doing this, Bruce?
So I say all my life. in fact, it goes back to probably when I was 5 or 6 years old. My father's favorite show at the time was Wild Wild West, the TV series with Robert Conrad, and I loved taking things apart, and you know, kind of, I didn't always, wasn't always that good about putting them back together again, but I think it started early on, but in earnest, I really started to take this seriously as a business in 2007. And I did have kind of a trial by fire because I did a beautiful Victorian home restoration in 2007, 2008. It was a large Italianate home, like almost like the Addams Family with the Central Tower. And I don't know if you remember what happened in 2007, 2008 was the worst time to kind of get started. The recession, depression hit, and we really got into some hot water financially, but was able to pivot and have been able to follow a passion and make a living at what I love to do.
All very interesting stuff. The only other question I have, Bruce, is once viewers and visitors are able to see this kinetic sculpture, again, the name of it is Velocipede Time Machine, what's the takeaway? You know, a lot of times I go into museums, and especially museums with sculptures, and people are standing there, and they're tilting their head back and forth, and they're trying to figure out, you know, if their eyes are deceiving them or not. What is it I'm looking at? What's the takeaway? What do you want visitors to see when they look at this?
Sure. Well, as part of the sculpture, the larger sculpture, there is a model of it. It doesn't look exactly like the larger sculpture, but it gives you the idea of a velocipede time machine model. I actually call it a patently false patent because it's not really patented, but it's, you know, in a steampunk way. And the idea, I think, that I'd like to have people take away is that through this art, and again, it is this fusion of history, art, and technology, it really is the process of invention and innovation. What I do in my art is this process of creative problem solving. And as part of what I do is adaptive reuse. So I take old objects and I give them new life, new meaning. And having that mindset of looking at something, right, and then saying, well, I understand what that did, but now it's obsolete or time has passed it by. I can creatively come up with a new idea to give it life, new meaning, new relevance. And I think that that's the inventors and innovators of these ideas and these patent models here. They went through the same process. And I'm trying to get people to understand that it is this act of ingenuity, of problem solving that drove things forward. But in a way, I'm bringing the art side, into it. And a lot of what I also educate on and in terms of what my process is STEAM, science, technology, engineering, art, and math. So I'm hoping that when the people see the little model and the big sculpture, that they'll see that this is the process of invention and innovation.